Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Diving right back into it here on a Thursday. Week's gone by so fast, I thought yesterday was Taco Tuesday in a group text. And my buddy goes, well, it's Wednesday. So do you mean to tell me you can't have tacos on Wednesday?
You cannot. It is against the law. Look it up.
You can have steak tonight at Hy-Vee.
That's right. It is Hy-Vee Steak Night Thursday. That $10 steak, mashed potatoes, vegetables, all your Hy-Vees. They cook it right there on the grill. It smells so deliciously awesome. So
Most important part of that, you don't have to cook it on a cold-ass day.
It is cold, man. It's below freezing this morning. It was supposed to be like 31 out there.
It's a good soup night, good chili night. Either way, it is Thursday where we are joined by our good friend Ben Maller.
Yeah, it is all brought to you by The Landing in Liberty. Of course, you can catch Ben overnights right here on 96.5 The Fan with Fox Sports Radio. And Ben, are the Chiefs, are they cooked right now, my man?
Yeah, the sky is falling. I just want you to know again, for the record, when I was there, they won. It is not my fault that they lost to the Bills. When I was there, I saw one of the great finishes. You were right there. That block kick against the Broncos was amazing. I do love the overreaction machine that is still alive and well. That now, since the Chiefs lost to Buffalo, the Lions are now the favorite to win the Super Bowl. No longer the Chiefs, right? The Lions are number one. And all the warts and all the moles of the Chiefs have been exposed now. And Andy Reid suddenly doesn't have the answers. Maybe I'm being too dramatic, but it certainly seems like the vibe coming out of the football media world is that, oh, yeah, it's just not the year for the Chiefs and all that. After one game where they lost the game late, it seems like a bit of an overreaction, but what do I know?
Well, are we in a stage now, I feel like, in the NFL where we're more reactionary week to week than we've ever been before?
It's certainly it appears that way. And the great thing about it, like this week, if you know the Chiefs go out and win by a gazillion points, which they should against Carolina, you know, some other things happen, all of a sudden they'll be right back on the Chiefs. Like, I told you so. It's just one bad week. Everything's great. But thank God for that. Otherwise, we wouldn't have jobs, right? We need this. This is the kind of content that we need, the overreaction. Like now Josh Allen's the MVP of the NFL. Really? His numbers weren't particularly great in that game. He made the big play at the end, but that's the way of the world. The way of the world right now.
You talk about Josh Allen and the way that game goes. We talked about the discussion, I believe it was Tuesday. They obviously drew that huge number of 31 million viewers. It's today's modern day Peyton Manning versus Tom Brady, wouldn't you think so?
Yeah, well, as Bob pointed out, Dusty, right, they rigged it for CBS. That was the only game on CBS. So it was like, that was it. You were going to get that. The entire country got it. And, it's the closest thing we have to that. Although Josh Allen's got to have to win at some point in the playoffs against Mahomes for it to go to the next level. But Peyton Manning, you know, he struggled for years before he finally was able to get over the mountain, if you will, here. I don't believe in the Bills. People think I'm nuts for that. I still think that's a team that in the playoffs is not going to have success. But maybe I'll be wrong. The ratings were insane. And it's just the power of stardom, right? The power of guys that you know. A lot of these quarterbacks now, like the Giants and some of the other teams, you don't even know who these guys are. Like it's a mess. It's a hot mess right now.
Why don't you like Buffalo? What's holding you back from saying, yes, Buffalo is a team that can legitimately win a Super Bowl?
I think the offense in the playoffs is going to have problems. Once you game plan, you know, it's much different, as you guys know better than I, from watching the Chiefs in recent years. Like when you game plan in a playoff environment, it's just a different animal. And I don't trust the playmakers the Bills have to make plays in the playoffs. I got to see that. They have not passed the litmus test. Even a guy like Amari Cooper, who they picked up. I remember him dropping passes in the past with the Raiders and stuff. I don't, in a big spot, you know, need a first down. It's, you know, third down. You throw a pass, you're going to drop it. I just don't trust the playmakers they have involved. Josh Allen will make a bunch of plays and all that, but he needs some help there. I don't think those guys will come through when it matters most.
Ben, I find it interesting. Tonight's game, I mean, if it couldn't be, like, you talk about Peyton Manning, now painting the picture of this game. It's an NFC or an AFC North game. I know you look at the paper and you're like, Russell Wilson versus Jameis Winston's really going to get me intrigued in this game. But now they're obviously talking about lake drifting snow. It's going to be cold. It's Pittsburgh. It's Cleveland. It sounds like, well, I mean, the Gladiator movie that's coming out on Friday.
Yeah. I'm all about it. There are a few things more enjoyable than watching football in the snow when you're not actually in the snow. It is one of the great gifts of life when you can watch that. Now, you guys have told me, though, right, the rain is worse to sit in the snow, right? Isn't that what you guys have told me?
No doubt.
The rain, because everything's soaking wet. The snow, it's beautiful. Like, I've never been to a football game in the snow. I've actually been to a World Series game in the snow, which was awesome. And I sat out there and I got so sick after that. It was in Cleveland. The old Cleveland Indians were in the World Series, and it snowed during one of the games in the World Series. It was amazing. But I'd love to be in a press box, a heated press box, watching a game in the snow would be awesome. But yeah, I mean, I'm gonna watch that. But as you guys are gonna watch, because we're football people, right? That's what we do. We watch. I mean, and that'll be another added perk. To see the snow and the players freezing and the fans with their shirts off acting like wackadoodles and the whole thing.
Well, I think this is also one of those games, too, where this morning we're talking about Pittsburgh being one of those teams that may be in contention. They go out and they fall on their face to the Browns on a short week. Everybody will say Pittsburgh is now done. They're not a team that can win a championship. Where do you factor in Pittsburgh into this whole AFC playoff picture?
So, first of all, I picked the Steelers tonight for television purposes, but I don't particularly trust Mike Tomlin. Historically, coming off a win, a big win, going on the road as a favorite, it has not gone particularly well for Mike Tomlin. But to me, the Steelers are right where they have been the last couple of years. They're a team that'll win, 9 or 10 games right around that area during the regular season, and then it's not sustainable. In the playoffs, like, they have a good defensive team, but at some point you're going to need Russell Wilson to make a bunch of plays. Now, they were able to win against the Ravens in the regular season last week, and Russell, he had a terrible interception in the end zone, a turnover in the end zone and whatnot last week. But much like Buffalo, I don't trust the Steelers offense. So I look at them in the playoffs. I'm like, it's a good story, but the first good opponent. Maybe they get through if they don't win the division. They're the wild card team. They win a game on wild card weekend. But down the line, once they play the better teams, they just don't match up. They just no matter what kind of nonsense Mike Tomlin throws out, what kind of pixie dust he throws out, they just don't have the playmakers.
Ben, when you look at the division moving forward, I mean, it's weird to think about it that we're almost, what, six, seven weeks from January for being the playoffs type of football. You look at the NFC side, I think that one's kind of wide open when it comes to certain teams. I think the West is a mess. There's a couple teams that could emerge from that. Obviously, out there, your Rams look like they're back to being that great team. But in the AFC, it seems like there's only one spot available. And to me, it's between Miami, Denver, maybe Indianapolis, and maybe somehow the Bengals are on life support. Is there any reason why you wouldn't take Cincinnati, or is there a team that you already have in mind that you think will make into that seventh spot?
Well, I saw Cincinnati shoot themselves in the foot. They did the old Plaxico Burress thing against the Chargers where they came all the way back and then they missed two field. It's just not their year in Cincinnati. And Denver, who I saw when I was with you guys at the Chiefs game, I was impressed with their defense. I thought they looked pretty good. And they followed it up last week. I am drinking the Orange Crush. I'm not supposed to say that here on Kansas City Radio, but the Broncos look legit. They look like a playoff team. They look like a wild card team to me. And I haven't looked at the strength of schedule and all that, but of those teams, Miami's got issues. They all have issues. That's why they're at the bottom of the AFC. But right now, if you gave me funny money to bet on, I would bet on the Broncos, who play the Raiders this weekend. That should be a win, and they'll stack up some more wins. The defense is playing well. Bo Nix has actually looked halfway decent, so I'm riding with the Broncos to get in that playoff spot at the very end.
Talking with Ben Maller here on 96.5 The Fan. The other side of the things are we've got ourselves two glorious disasters taking place right now. We've got
whatever the Jets thing is right now, and then we have the Dallas Cowboys. Which one is more schadenfreude to you? Which one also is more of a disaster?
Well, the answer to both those questions is the Cowboys. It's both. It's a disaster because Jerry Jones has paid everyone, and these guys have never played well in big games. They're all, you know, Dak Prescott. He's going to start to get a little bit older now, and guys will get older other than Tom Brady, you know, typically fall off a little bit as they go through the aging process. So you've got that. CeeDee Lamb, who they pay. I mean, they paid all these guys without them earning the money in big games. I know that's the way of the NFL. Now they have Micah Parsons coming up. You're going to have to fire Mike McCarthy. I mean, the whole thing is just a hot mess. So if you want to do a schadenfreude dance, It's the Cowboys. Now the Jets and the Giants, but I mean both all the New Jersey teams, the Jets and the Giants, like they're equal. They're like hold my beer. They're going back and forth with ridiculousness, and now they bench Daniel Jones. You want to make a bet the union tries to change that? This has happened now a couple years where, remember Derek Carr with the Raiders, they shut him down at the end because they were worried he was going to get hurt. They're going to try to change that. I don't know what they can do, though, because it's all based on the language in the contract. But that Daniel Jones being benched, the thing about that blows me away is people who are like, he got a raw deal. How many years is the guy supposed to start? He can't play. Like, what are we supposed to wait for? The guy stinks. Like, and there are people who are upset saying he got a raw deal. How did he get a raw deal? Where else can you work on a job where you're bad at and get a second contract? I don't know. There's only one place. That's the NFL. It's like cartoon land.
You think this is a blowout game? Because I think there's like a bunch of fans that are in three different sorts of parts of the room. There's the one that's like, I don't want to see any of my starters play. This is an exhibition game, week 3. Get Carson Wentz in there. Get Isaiah Pacheco back to feeling great. There's other people that are like, I just want to see this team blow them out 42-10. I'm in that category. And then there's other people that are like, I know what my team is, kind of martyrish, where they're like, they're going to win 27-16 and get out of Carolina, not show anything crazy and be 10-1.
Yeah, so I'm on the latter part of that. I think the Chiefs are just, they play down to their opponent, right? And they play up to their opponent too. So I would, if, you know, I'm betting on the game because of the TV thing. So I do think that Carolina, who's played a little bit better over the last month, they're still not good. And Bryce Young is dreadful at quarterback. And I mean, they don't have a good quarterback, whether he gets, you know, injured or whatever, and he gets out of the game. So I do think that Carolina will hang around and the Chiefs will win, and they'll win by, you know, 27-17. Carolina will cover the point spread and all that. And it'll be a workmanlike effort. The Chiefs will get the win. They won't really impress anybody, but they'll win and then on to the next. So that's the way in my crystal ball, which is never wrong, Dusty. I'm never wrong about these things. That's how I see the game playing out.
Ben, we appreciate the time as always. Enjoy watching Deion take on Kansas this week, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Yep. Recording finished.
There it is.
That's my voice now. Yes. Thanks to Ben Maller once again for joining us there here on Fesco and Dusty. By the way, from the 913, there is a leather couch on 435 South. Ooh, in front of Worlds of Fun.
Nice. So, that's a nice Christmas gift. Go get it.
So, Dr. Mack, if you need a couch for when you get out of mom's,
right?
You got a leather one waiting for you.
Are you getting out of mom's house? Do we know that for a fact?
I would stay there as long as you can.
Yeah, why pay rent, brother?
Yeah, hey, couple more months. Yeah. Couple more months.
Why pay rent? You know?
Saving up money.
Yep. And definitely don't do it in a couple months because then you're moving in the middle of winter.
Yeah, like, what do you do?
That's when I'm doing it.
Spring fling, you know?
You got to wait till the spring. You got to wait till it's a little warm out there. Yeah,
wait till you spring forward.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a Dusty on that one. Do not be moving in February.
Plus, you got no friends out here, man.
What? Yeah, friends.
Oh yeah, you grew
multiple
up here.
Friends.
Yeah. Okay, you grew up in Tennessee.
You're also an adult though, so hire a moving company because pizza and beer don't cut it anymore, man.
Moving companies are expensive.
I understand. It's part of the deal, right? You got to move your stuff from Tennessee, right?
Yep.
Okay, so then the moral of the story is then you should, whenever she's leaving Tennessee, you want them to take your stuff from Tennessee right to your new place. You don't want to deal with storage and your mom's basement, all
right,
that kind
of front
stuff.
Step.
Yeah, so I get that. Yeah, so February.
February.
Okay. I think there's a place called College Hunks Moving Some Junk.
Yeah, you could do that. Those guys get after it.
Cowboys butts drive me nuts. That's a bumper sticker from Joe Dirt. Man, that's funny that you said Deion in Kansas. I can't believe that's a game that, like, we're getting excited for. I mean, I'm excited for it. P people coming over at 2 o'clock on Saturday.
I got Ohio State, Indiana that I'm excited for.
So real quickly, are you angry that that game's at 11 o'clock?
No, not at all. I'm an early.
JJ Watt's pissed.
JJ Watt is complaining about that. Yeah, the rest of Ohio State's complaining about that kind of stuff. I think 11 a.m. games are the best. You get up early. You do a breakfast tailgate. Yeah, you're getting up early, right? You do a little bit of a breakfast tailgate. Yeah, that's sleeping in for us, right? But I understand, like, the tailgate's a big deal. So you start tailgating 7 o'clock in the morning. You go into the game, and then it's over by 2, 2:30. You got all of Saturday to do whatever you want.
Are those the same people that are bitching about a noon game for the NFL?
Are people complaining about? Because I think in Kansas City, we're pining for it. For
noon
games.
Not that big of a difference, right? Like, it's not that much of a difference from a noon game to an 11 o'clock college game. Like, is that, an hour of tailgating earlier?
Yeah.
Like, what a better excuse to start early on a Saturday.
Like, I just don't under, like, you know what the complaint times are? And K-State complained about this. You start these games at 9 o'clock at night.
That sucks.
That sucks. Like, that, I mean, you're like passed out by then.
And that's the whole thing that people are upset about college football, because you have, like, teams in the Big 12 that play, like, their home is Manhattan, but right, when they go play, you know, Colorado or USC, or not USC, but, like, BYU, those teams on the West Coast are in Mountain Time. Mm-hmm. It's like, you're 2 hours behind. Yeah, so, like, their 7 is your 9.
Right.
Deal with it.
Deal with it. I will say
here's
this.
Some more money.
Here's my answer to that. To them. Tough. I'm talking about from a fan perspective, right? Do you want to go to a game that starts at 9 o'clock at night or 8 o'clock? No.
If it's a Saturday and I'm zooted starting at, like, 4:30 and I could, like, spend my whole day relaxing, probably. If I'm a college student, doesn't matter.
If you're a college student, yeah, it really doesn't matter. But for these teams that are complaining about it, tough.
Speaking of complaints, we're all, like, merited to complain when things aren't great.
Oh, God, yes.
So New York quarterback's having a rough week, right? Mm-hmm. Littlefinger, obviously.
Right.
Everybody that he brought in is now fired.
Right.
Except him.
Except him.
Yeah. And then Andy Kaufman in the Giants organization, not only has he been demoted, but he's been demoted 3 times in 1 week.
Yeah, he's now quarterback 4.
That's insane. Right? That's nuts. That's just like, oh, okay. Like,
did you see the practice video of him yesterday?
No, I saw
it. Was it sad?
Oh, it's bad.
Oh, he's just like standing there not paying attention. Who could blame him?
Why would you, right? I'd be just
checked out.
I'd just be getting paid.
Yeah.
And somehow magically break my ankle so they have to pay me.
Right. Yeah. Oh, I fell down the stairs of the practice facility.
I'd get hurt the way the Harrison Butker got hurt, just like nobody knows how.
Right.
Just like, well, I guess he planted hard on his left knee.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Weird. I was just doing the drill, coach, and I fell.
I fell. Yeah.
Oh, my back.
Man, that means he's not going to pass that physical. So we have to pay him.
Yep. Like, and
or
then
when he takes the physical, like they hit your knee with that hammer, don't move your leg or something, you know, or move the other one, or, you know.
But has there ever been an athlete? And I think that the Giants are finally like, oh, thank God. I don't care if it's DeVito or if it's Locke or if it's whoever.
Yeah.
It's not Daniel Jones. I'm happy.
Right.
I think eventually the Jets organization will be like, Littlefinger is gone.
Right.
I'm glad he's gone. Is there an athlete in Kansas City that you guys have had that sort of feeling with?
Yeah, there's been a lot. But honestly, like for me, Mondi was one of those guys, because I really felt Mondi was holding the franchise
back.
Right? Like people kept falling in love with what could have been instead of recognizing what is.
That's because he kept showing us those glimpses of like power, speed, and everything.
Unbelievable. But eventually, then he took that cough medicine and it was over, right?
That's right.
So Mondi, it was one that I was ready to be done with. Vargy, never cared for the guy. I thought he was kind of douchey, so I was glad when he left. Kendrick Lewis got burned in that Indianapolis Colts game, and I waited for that guy for hours to interview him, and the PR staff moved his Louis Vuitton luggage out of the locker room, and he never showed back up and never answered for blowing that 28-point lead. And then for whatever reason, and I don't know why I had this like hatred, if you will, Steven Nelson, when he was playing here, I was ready for him to be moved on. And I think what did it for me is when he did move on, like he was selling all his merch and claiming how good he was here in Kansas City. I'm like, who the hell are you again? So I was ready for that cat to move on.
Yeah, he sucked.
Yeah. What about you, Mac? Who'd you have?
Philip Gaines.
Okay.
Which I think most Kansas City Chiefs fans
would
probably
groin,
agree with that.
That was Jaleel Brown that had a little groin, wasn't it? Yeah.
Sky Moore, currently.
Yeah.
And then DeAnthony Thomas would be another.
DeAnthony Thomas?
I know. I'm in the minority on.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
On that, I think because I was,
he was like the first version of Kadarius Toney.
Yeah. He was like the Tyreek Hill that was never Tyreek Hill. Yeah. And I just had a lot of expectations.
Him and Run DMC were like in the same category.
Him and
great practice players, great zero pad shorts guys.
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You ought to see the speed this guy has.
Yep.
Pads on him. Exactly. We'll get there.
Yeah, who was the kid who returned the punt against San Diego in the opener of the new Arrowhead in 2010 in the rain?
Yeah, that was
it? Was that?
I think that
was what's his face? Run DMC, Dexter McCluster.
I couldn't think of his name. I'm like, what?
Sean Smith talked about.
Dexter McCluster. He like, if he just gets into space, there's no space, folks, in the NFL. That guy on 3rd and 2 would want to run 1 yard route and get mauled and stopped.
Yes.
And then DeAnthony Thomas was a little bit of an upgrade from him, and then we saw Tyreek Hill.
He was
good
at Oregon, though, man.
He really was.
So good at Oregon.
Yeah, but that's the difference between college and the pros, man.
Don't ask Reggie Bush about the pros.
Yeah,
exactly.
Mr. Untouchable in college. Mm-hmm. Got to the pros, got lawn chaired in his first game.
Yeah.
I'll never forget that game. New Orleans versus Philadelphia. Outside pass in the flat. Boom.
Welcome
Reggie
to
Bush.
The league.
How you doing, man?
Yeah. Good afternoon.
Would go out on top because he would sue the NFL and win and then get his Heisman Trophy back.
Yep.
So don't ever quit, kids.
Yeah. And then you could be in Wendy's commercials.
Dude, I take a free promotion biggie bag.
Hell yeah.
My tour, William Barty.
Oh, wow.
God, that man pissed me off so much as a cornerback for the Chiefs. And then Daryl May.
Daryl May's a good one, yeah. Daryl May. But that's such a, like.
I don't hear my dad cuss very often. Daryl effing May was the same as Bucky effing Denton.
Yeah, right.
For like Boston fans.
Was Daryl May part of that 03 team that, you know?
Probably. He sucked. Gave up like 29 home runs 1 year.
Yeah.
He was just terrible.
Oh, he was awful. Yeah.
Oh, Daryl May.
Daryl May was another good one.
Yes, he was part of that team.
He was part of that 03 team.
Yeah.
So it was good for that year. But after that, it was like.
God.
Same as also Daryl. Like, sorry for people named Daryl, but like, I hear that name and I'm always like.
And then his poor ass got shipped to Colorado.
Did he?
Oh, yeah. It was not good.
Oh.
As you could imagine. What about Steve Francis? You remember that guy that came from Colorado and then pitched for the Royals? It's like, what are we doing?
No, it was Jeff Francis.
Jeff Francis. He looked like he was a vampire.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.